96. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Dallas in Edgewater. So you're upset somebody ruined your Mother's Day, but you're not a mom. So what's up?
Right. Yeah, my girl, she spent Mother's Day with the father of her kid when I had a whole day planned out for us. It was brutal, dude.
Ooh.
Well,
that is interesting.
It is, but I need to know more information because it doesn't seem odd that she would want her son or her kid, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, to spend time with both of her parents on a day like this.
Oh, I think that's odd.
You think that's odd?
Yeah.
What?
It's Mother's Day. Why does the dad need to be there?
Oh, okay. Why not?
Well, okay. I guess that's not the debate yet. Tell us your story with her.
Yeah. Just to clarify, it's a daughter, but okay. I've been seeing my girlfriend for like a little over a year, and to be honest, I've actually admired the relationship she has with her kid's father.
Okay,
just plain and simple, they co-parent. They do activities sometimes together. I think it's chill. Like they go to the Children's Museum at Navy Pier. They go to the Brookfield Zoo all the time. Like that never crosses a line for me, like at all.
Okay, so you're cool with all that.
Well, I've tried to keep this surprise for Mother's Day. Like I had it planned for her, like the whole day. I had a spa package, dinner downtown, like, and then come to my surprise Sunday morning. You know, I call her to get ready, and she just says she has plans with her baby daddy, and I don't have to worry about doing anything.
Oh, well, that sucks. And in that moment, you're like,
I don't think that sucks. It was a surprise that you didn't like tell her about. And so she made plans with the father of her child. Am I missing something?
I don't understand why is she spending Mother's Day with the father of her kids if it's her ex?
Yeah, but to create memories as a family still for the kid.
So if you were going to be in a nuclear family, then you would have done that. But you decided you didn't want to be together for whatever reason. Like, okay, say, God forbid, Stacey and I divorce.
You're not still going to want to make sure she has a good Mother's Day?
Well, but it's not going to be my problem anymore.
But she's the mother of your child.
This sounds like it should be Dallas's Mother's Day to plan. If you're divorced, now I come from a divorced family.
Right.
Of parents who don't talk, who hate each other.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Yeah,
in my
yeah,
background.
A grain of salt.
I would be respectful, but I would say enjoy the day. You know, if she said, hey, can you take the kids? I'd be like, cool, I'll take the kids. If she said, hey, I want to have the kids because it's Mother's Day, I would say, have a great Mother's Day. Enjoy
right.
the kids. But it wouldn't be, I feel like, my place to be with the mom when it's over. But that's just my opinion. Really, this is your situation. So this all happened. What was your reaction when you found out that you weren't going to, you know, be able to go through with your surprise?
I mean, I definitely like kind of like started to low-key freak out and panic because like I had planned all this and like I wasn't getting any money back or anything like that. But it was mostly that she just assumed that I wouldn't do anything for her. Like we've been together for over a year. Like I love that she's a mother. Like I love, you know, her. Like, so I didn't know why I was immediately like just didn't have to worry about it. It's like, well, I planned a thing for you because it's your day. I wanted to celebrate you.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't I?
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know.
It sounds like to me that you're making her Mother's Day about you. Like, of course she's not going to be considering your feelings and what you're going to be doing for her on Mother's Day. Like, that's, I think you're being a little bit self-centered here.
I can see where you're coming from, but it's making me personally feel like the placeholder. Like, I'm just, like, there, you know, as the good boyfriend when she needs it, and then he can be there when it's convenient, and then I'm just around till they can work it out.
That's the real issue that you're contending with.
So you're seeing your girlfriend essentially go play house with her ex, and this makes you uncomfortable, which I think that's fair. I think that's totally fair. But the question is it a match or a mistake? 877-591-9696. Where are the divorce people at? And who can shed some perspective on this?
I really think that it's normal and healthy for her to want to create family memories on days like Father's Day and on days like Mother's Day with her kids and the father of her kids. And I don't think that that should make you feel insecure. But
well,
I could be totally wrong.
But that's why we're asking the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia. We're only two people with our own perspectives.
Very differing perspectives today.
Yeah. 877-591-9696. Can this relationship be a match or is it a mistake?
Now it's up to you to decide. Is it a match or a...
Carla's full on dancing in the studio.
I am. I love Nina Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Is Nina Sky coming to Chicago?
No.
I think Nina Sky, I think Nina Sky's coming to the Forever Mind Festival.
I'm going to answer that question honestly. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
It's B96. It's Moe and Carla Mornings in Match or Mistake with Dallas in Edgewater, who is a little upset. His girlfriend spent Mother's Day. He had some plans for her, and she spent Mother's Day with the father of her children, so her ex.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the hell?
And the thing is that he planned a whole surprise day for her for Mother's Day that he did not tell her about. So when Mother's Day came, she was like, well, I'm going to spend it with my children and in turn, like, the father of my children and kind of have, like, a whole day. Because I have heard this. Not all moms want to spend Mom's Day without their kids
right.
at the spa, you know?
Yeah. Carla and I have differing opinions on this. I'm like, why would she spend the day with her ex? And you're like, well, that's the father of her kids.
Yeah. And what if they don't hate each other? Like, that's not such a shocking concept.
Yeah, that's true. 877-591-9696. Is it a match or a mistake? Crystal is in Lyons and says it's a match. Why?
I think it could be a match, but he has to... Dallas, I think his name was right.
Yeah, Dallas.
He has to check his feelings in regards to, as Carla pinpointed, this whole him them playing house. It's not about playing house. It's about him as a father being respectful
right.
to the mother, the woman who gave birth, who provided that child. And he's you know, providing that respect, showing right. that they can work things and be there for the kid, provide those memories. It's not about them being together and playing house.
Yeah,
it's
that's
about them showing... It's about them showing that they can still have this thing. And I get that the surprise, it's very sweet. It was very awesome. And I think that it's amazing that you wanted to do something like that. But to be like, oh, it's been completely ruined. Well, she had no idea.
Right.
Exactly.
And that's interesting. Again, see, I'm...
He is not the father of her kids. So, again, I assume that the child is too young to be able to buy anything or do anything themselves. Mm-hmm. So... it would make sense that the father then is going to put the...
He's going to play a big role in it.
Have to provide that.
And I understand that. I think I truly come from such a damaged perspective with divorced parents who... there is nothing that could make my mom's Mother's Day worse than seeing my dad.
Yeah, yeah. So you have a lot of your own, like, personal bias.
So I'm jaded on that. To me, that sounds like they're divorced. That sounds like awful. Why would you want that? So I can appreciate that. Thank you so much, Crystal, and have a great day. Now, Mary is on the South Side. Mary says it's a mistake. What are your thoughts?
Hi, yes. I'm sorry. It's Maddie. Like,
oh,
Maddie.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Maddie.
It's okay. No. Don't worry. No worries.
No,
I love you guys.
We're going to put some respect on your name.
That's right. Always.
I appreciate it when people say my name correctly, Moog, and not like Matt.
I appreciate it so much.
So, Maddie,
I understand.
The stage is yours.
Well, I think it would be a mistake, to be honest with you. I think at this point, they have something that's going to bond them forever, which is their child. And if it's been a year, and if it's already been this, you know, long, and then this, it's... I just feel like in the long run, she will still be putting him first, regardless, if that's how her mentality is now. And honestly, I feel like, because I'm in a long-term relationship, and I do have children, of course, with my significant other. So it's like, if I'm at that point at the year where I still can't get to my brain, hey, you're with this new guy. He, you know, you need to spend it with him and not bring this guy first. I don't know. To me, it's just very odd. I feel like it's going to just bring so many problems. And, you know, and it's going to be unexpected problems.
I understand where you're coming from.
And from Dallas's perspective, I think seeing them as a family unit is probably hurtful.
Because they have a bond that he can't understand right now.
He's never going to be a part of that, right?
If they choose to have children in the future, then he'll understand, right? But I think also just like one tiny thing to note is she had no idea that he planned this.
Right,
like,
yeah.
It was really
a surprise.
She had no clue. So I don't think that she did it like maliciously.
Sure. It was just like, I'm not changing the plans to go with your surprise. Maddie, thank you so much and have a wonderful day, okay?
Of course. Thank you, guys. Right. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Okay, so 877-591-9696. Can it be a match or a mistake? Dallas's girlfriend spent Mother's Day with the father of her children, her ex, and he's upset about it.
At least it was Mother's Day, and he was the dad of the kids, and it wasn't like her birthday, and she's like, my ex has something, but you know what I mean?
That would be an absolute
different holiday.
We'd love to hear from you, and we'll check in with Dallas and see where his head is at again. Coming up next. So Moog's Mega Minute is coming up in like 17 minutes, 8:40 or so. Your chance to win $1,000 if you can answer 10 trivia questions correctly. We were close yesterday. We were so close yesterday.
I know, and people win all the time.
Yeah.
You just got to be locked in on your A game.
Could be your day today with Moog's Mega Minute at 8:40. It's B96, Moog and Carla Mornings. Match Mistake has Dallas and Edgewater questioning his relationship, wondering if he should continue on. His girlfriend chose to spend Mother's Day with the father of her children, her ex. He had a big surprise planned for her, and she was like, thanks.
But no surprise.
I'm spending it with my, what feels like a nuclear family, and he's like really put off by this. So the question is it a match or a mistake? Now, I kind of like this. Sarah in Portage Park, you say it's a mistake, and why?
I think both of them are just weird. I think the whole situation's weird. Immature. I think Dallas is immature in that, you know, this whole, I made a surprise for her. I think it is sweet, but it's not like Christmas. It's not her birthday. It's Mother's Day. So I can understand in some respect why she is with the ex on that day. But on the other hand, like thinking in the perspective that you said, Mo, like I'm from divorced parents too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that either. Like, on her end,
yeah.
Why would she want to be with her ex on that day? That's a little strange, too. I think he's maybe, I wouldn't make as big of a deal of it as it sounds like he is.
Yeah.
And that's not why I'm saying it's a mistake. I think it's kind of more of a mistake on his end. He just seems kind of
insecure,
immature.
About the whole thing. Insecure and immature, yeah. All right, yeah.
Yeah. I totally get the divorce parents not wanting to see each other and that making it like, why would you ever want to be with your ex in that way? But
every divorce situation is not the same.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It sounds like, Sarah, you have, true. If your parents divorce when you're young, it's to a point where it's odd and bizarre even seeing them in the same room as each other.
Wow.
Where you're like,
right. And when my parents divorced, and I was pretty young, but we would spend holidays and birthdays together.
Wow.
But Mother's Day and Father's Day,
It's
a real holiday, don't get me wrong, but it's not like Christmas, you know, like we did spend Christmas together. I can see how people would not want to do that either. But those were days that we were all like the family was all together. Nobody remarried or anything. And we would just, you know, do that together.
Now, if I was in Dallas's situation, I'd hate that worse. If she spent Christmas with the ex,
can you pass the cranberries?
There were no other significant others.
Yeah,
if there were other people then in my parents' lives, I'm sure it wouldn't have been that way, but neither one of them did. So I think that's why.
Yeah.
But on a holiday like Mother's Day or Father's Day, like, you should be doing your own thing.
Yes. Yes, I agree 100%. Thank you so much, Sarah, and have a great day, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right.
You too. Thanks, guys.
So ultimately, obviously, Dallas, this is your situation. What do you think? Do you think it's going to be a match, or do you think it's a mistake?
The more I think about it, it's starting to feel like a mistake. I feel like I'm just in the way, and if they really want to just play house and, like, try and get back together, but, like, play pretend like they're not, like, then maybe I should just step aside and see if they really are a good match after all. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it just
seems like
I'm the placeholder. I don't want to be the placeholder.
Well, whatever the case, if you're uncomfortable or mad, like, the whole situation's not healthy.
Right.
And so you might be, you know, best to walk.
You're making a lot of assumptions, but if this is where your head is at, I mean, we're not there. You know the vibes. Mm-hmm. So
it was never a line for me until this, and this is really just, I guess, the line for me. So, yeah, it's definitely feeling like a mistake right now.
Yeah, well, you know what? And now you know where that line is. And, you know, whatever the case, wishing you the best. All right, man?
Yeah, true. Well, thanks, guys.